you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told.
And welcome into the Slaughterhouse St. Louis. How are you? I'm Andy Strickland. Let that music play a little bit here, huh? Turn that up there, Rudolph. This is Hockey Sense. We come your way each and every Wednesday. It's our Wednesday tradition. As we keep you cool because it's hot outside, why not talk a little pucks for the next hour here live from the Slaughterhouse? As always, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training. 895-4111. Get the 411. You got to get all the information you need by calling my good buddy Jeff Bowser today. And you may be looking for a career change. If you're unhappy with your job, why not consider being a trucker? Check them out online, beatrucker.com. And find out what it's all about. Get paid to see the open road. How about that? You don't like your job, you should quit. There's some great trucking companies out there, by the way, including Hogan Trucking. They'll hire you. They'll pay for your truck driver training at MTC Truck Driver Training. And then when you complete your training, you've got a job waiting for you. How cool is that? Over there at MTC Truck Driver Training. Great benefit packages. You get your weekends free, so you'll never miss that T-ball game again from Little Susie or Johnny. Because you got to work a working job Monday through Friday like the majority of people. So again, MTC Truck Driver Training, check them out online, beatrucker.com, 314-895-4111. All right, lots coming up on the show. Again, Patrick Quinn from the Legacy Ice Foundation, he's a regular here on the show, and he'll join us again on this edition of Hockey Sense, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training, and of course, Gateway Buick GMC, as we are live at the Slaughterhouse here at the corner of McKnight and Manchester. We are going to get the latest on what is happening with the ice rink situation in Maryland Heights, a very urgent matter, a matter that's important to a lot of people here in St. Louis. And we're going to make sure that we get all the information, all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted, make sure there's no more confusion, and let you know exactly where we're at with this state-of-the-art ice rink that's going to be built in Maryland Heights. And it's going to be home to a lot of youth hockey organizations, also the Blues practice facility, a number of other different things, right there in Creefcourt Lake Park. Which, by the way, when I was a kid, it was always called Creefcourt Park. Now all of a sudden it's called Creefcourt Lake Park. They're changing the name on me. So I'm even confusing myself. So, you know, if I say Creefcourt Park, you know what I'm talking about. Chris Thorburn will join us, the newest member of the St. Louis Blues. He was hired as newly signed tough guy. Ryan Reeves moves on to Pittsburgh as a member of the Penguins. Chris Thorburn, he's 34 years of age, and he's more than willing to drop the gloves, and he's done a lot throughout his career, including 13 times last year, 7 times the season before. He's played 750 career NHL games, and we'll talk to Chris Thorburn, who played the last several seasons with the Winnipeg Jets. He's coming up at about 6:30. Really looking forward to that conversation. Had a chance to talk with him today. Great guy. And this should be a lot of fun coming up at 6:30. Colton Parayko, by the way, has his arbitration hearing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And he is on the plane as we speak, heading to Toronto from Edmonton with his agent, Jerry Johansson. I talked to them just before they boarded the plane. Doug Armstrong will also be there on the other side of the table. Armstrong told me earlier today that he fully expects it to get to that point, to go to an arbitration hearing. So I wouldn't read as much into that as a lot of other people. Now, they still could negotiate till the 11th hour. This has happened in the past with players like TJ Oshie as an example. They got a deal done just prior to the arbitration hearing actually beginning. So there's still plenty of time to get a contract agreement in place, a long-term deal. But they're a little bit off in terms of where they want to be. The Blues are coming in on an AAV of $3.5 million and a 2-year deal. Those are the numbers they've given to the arbitrator. And on the other side, Colton Parayko is asking for $4.8 million. So again, about $1.3, $1.4 million difference there in terms of where the Blues are at and where Parayko wants to be. So they're not that far off. We'll see if they can agree on a long-term contract. Obviously, they haven't been able to up to this point. Since the player, in this case Colton Parayko, filed for arbitration, the team has the option of whether to choose a 1 or 2 year deal once the award is handed down, and the Blues have since asked for a 2 year award. So if it does officially get to a hearing, then Colton Parayko will sign a 2 year contract extension with the Blues based on what the arbitrator rules and hands down. So that's where we're at with the Colton Parayko situation. Again, if anything develops over the course of the next 2 hours here at the Slider House at the corner of McKnight and Manchester, we will be sure to pass that breaking news on to you, like we always would, here on 590 The Fan KFNS. It's great to be with you. I'm Andy Strickland. We'll take our first break. When we come back, Patrick Quinn will join us. We'll get the latest on what's going on with this ice rink situation. A lot of people want to know, including myself. We'll get it all from the man who runs the Legacy Ice Foundation. He'll fill us in and give us the latest information there. Again, Chris Thorburn, he's played 750 NHL games. He's a member of the St. Louis Blues. He signed a 2-year contract extension on July 1st. He'll join us at about 6:30. You're not going to want to miss that.